The SEC says 13 of its own crypto cases produce no investor benefit. The SEC's annual enforcement report for fiscal year 2025 contains an unusual admission. 13 crypto-related cases the agency brought under the prior administration identified no direct investor harm and produced no investor benefit. 7 of those were crypto firm registration cases. 6 involved the definition of a dealer theory. The agency now says both categories reflected a bias for volume of cases brought versus matters of investor protection and a misinterpretation of federal securities laws. The report, released on April 7th, arrives as Bitcoin trades at $71,815 and Ethereum at $2,250 as of April 8th, 2026, with the broader market rallying on a mix of geopolitical relief and shifting regulatory sentiment in Washington. 13 cases, zero benefit. The core of the admission sits in the enforcement results data. Alongside the 13 crypto-specific cases, the SEC flagged 95 book and record violations cases filed since fiscal 2022, collectively accounting for $2.3 billion in penalties. The agency now characterizes these as resource misallocation. For the crypto industry, the 7 registration cases are the ones that mattered most. The prior commission, under Chair Gary Gensler, used registration violations as its primary tool against crypto firms, arguing that tokens qualified as securities and that exchanges operated as unregistered securities platforms. That legal theory drove enforcement actions against Coinbase, ConsenSys, and Binance, among others. All 3 of those cases have now been dismissed. Chair Paul Atkins, who took over in April 2025, stated the agency has redirected resources toward misconduct that inflicts greatest harm, fraud, market manipulation, and abuses of trust. Commissioner Mark Uyeda went further, endorsing what he called moving away from using enforcement as a tool for policymaking. What the numbers actually show, FY 2025 totaled 456 enforcement actions, down roughly 30% from FY 2024. The headline monetary relief figure was $17.9 billion, $10.8 billion in disgorgement, $7.2 billion in civil penalties. Though the adjusted figure excluding the Stanford Ponzi scheme resolution and deemed satisfied amounts drops to $2.7 billion. The agency charged individuals in about 2/3 of standalone cases, a 27% increase over the prior year. The SEC returned $262 million directly to harmed investors and awarded $60 million to 48 whistleblowers. The pattern is clear: fewer total cases, heavier focus on fraud. The largest actions in FY 2025 targeted traditional financial fraud, not crypto. Paramount Management Group, $400 million Ponzi scheme, 2,700 victims. First Liberty Building and Loan, $140 million fraud, and Nightingale Properties, $60 million offering fraud. Fraud cases survived the pivot. The dismissals were not blanket. Crypto fraud cases remained active and in some instances escalated. The SEC sued Unicoin and 4 of its executives in May 2025 for allegedly raising $100 million through misleading statements to investors. Praetorian Group's CEO received a 20-year prison sentence for a $200 million Ponzi scheme. The agency also established a cyber and emerging technologies unit to handle blockchain and AI-related misconduct going forward, replacing the broader crypto enforcement apparatus that existed under the previous chair. The distinction the current commission is drawing, registration theory cases that targeted how crypto firms structured their businesses are out. Cases alleging that someone stole money, lied to investors, or manipulated markets are still very much in. What this means for the regulatory map: the FY 2025 report is the second major signal in a week from the Atkins SEC. Days earlier, Atkins confirmed that a dedicated crypto fundraising framework is awaiting White House sign-off, which would create formal exemptions for token sales. Combined with the FDIC's new guidance on bank-issued stablecoins and FinCEN's proposed BSA overhaul, the regulatory posture across federal agencies has shifted from adversarial to constructive within roughly 12 months. For crypto card issuers and stablecoin-based spending products, the shift matters in a specific way. Registration uncertainty was one reason several U.S.-based issuers delayed card launches or restricted features to non-U.S. users. With the registration theory formally repudiated, the compliance risk calculus changes. Whether that accelerates U.S. card rollouts depends on the framework Atkins sends to the White House. But the obstacle that existed a year ago no longer does.